Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. And of course, we've lived through a time of incredible, incredible stress, both good stress and bad stress. How important is that? Dr. Lisa Porter is a healthcare practitioner. She is a psychiatrist and joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Porter. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. A little bit chilly on this side, but we're surviving.
Absolutely. So it's quite interesting because this concept of good stress and bad stress for me is a fascinating one. I'm very unhappy generally if I'm not stressed on some level. So I need some stress. Does everybody need a level of stress?
Yes, I think that everybody needs a level of stress. And actually stress, if we think about it, it's a normal feeling because, when you have an upcoming work deadline, it's actually the stress that allows you to, meet the deadline. Stress will sometimes alert us to danger. Stress will allow us to, get through an exam or study for tests and exams. So, and that would be considered acute stress. So it would be stress in the short term, which is then manageable. And, it allows us to manage, to cope. And so an amount of stress is good. The problem comes in when the stress, because when we're stressed in those situations, our bodies release a hormone called cortisol. And cortisol is that flight or fright. It allows us to do all of the things that I mentioned just now. But if your body is now constantly in this state, that even when you no longer need to be like hypervigilant or, because it causes your brain to become quite alert, causes your muscle to tense, it increases your pulse rate. So you can imagine that this over a long period of time, it then turns good stress into bad stress. So yes, we all do need an amount of stress, but not for a prolonged
sustained
period of
right. In other words, if I recall my own experience, I suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder at some point. That would be a good example because I was hypervigilant, couldn't really sleep. I couldn't relax in many a situation because of an event that I had experienced. That would be an example of where stress might have been good when I was experiencing the robbery or the attack, but months later, that would be problematic because you can't continue to live like that. Would that be a good example of that?
Yes, 100%, where, actually the initial response is actually protective. It's your body's way of protecting you. But to live in that constant state for a prolonged period of time, that's where it becomes problematic because your body's mounting a chemical response, if you think about it, every time, you're having that response. And that's what then leads to quite a few health concerns because stress is very physical. It can be emotional, but it's also quite a very physical response of our bodies.
Absolutely. And again, that's just to talk about an example that I had where I had a very physical reaction to a loud, it was a speaker that just backfired or made a noise. And I started sweating, heart beating extra fast. I had a very physical reaction to stress, which in fact wasn't even a stressful moment. I just determined it to be such.
Yes. Because your body remembers. And so imagine living in that constant state with the constant increase of the hormones, that can become problematic.
Absolutely. What has COVID done to us in terms of good stress and bad stress, using these types of things as examples?
I mean, I think definitely COVID has increased with regards to the bad stress. Because it's been over a prolonged period, there's been multiple stresses. So they haven't been things that necessarily go away. So, all the losses that we've experienced, all, in terms of finances, the loss of life, the loss of our freedoms, it's been a chronic stress. So it definitely has increased the amount of stress. The amount of exhaustion, and we know that if left unchecked, the amount of burnout and even, you know, anxiety, depression, because stress is where it starts. And if we don't keep it in check, it just escalates and snowballs. And so I think COVID has really contributed to an increase in prolonged stress, which has negatively impacted us for sure.
So what can we do about that? How do we start to almost wind ourselves down and to deal with some of this, that we don't need to live in the state of hypervigilance or negative stress, bad stress, on an ongoing basis?
You know, it's quite interesting because it's about balancing. It's about how do we manage stress, because we're not going to be able to avoid stress. So I often like to take it back, or when I'm describing this to my patients, you know, I'd say to them, it's about how do you begin to balance your nervous system, for example, because obviously when there's stress, you are activating what we call the sympathetic nervous system, which is where you're going to get the increase in the cortisol. You know, I often say to my female patients that when you're stressed, you actually don't burn fat. So even if you try to lose weight when you're stressed, you're burning glucose and not fat. So it's in your best interest to manage the stress.
Oh, that's so interesting. I can hear you. The line dropped for a second, but I think we're back now.
So saying it's in your, you know, your best interest to manage the stress. So when there's a lot of stress, I like to say there's a sympathetic response. And we can actually sometimes just take micro moments to balance, because your parasympathetic nervous system is that nervous system that's going to bring the balance. So things like just stopping, pausing, and breathing just for 3 minutes, a breathing exercise, will help to balance that. So it's something that you can do in your chair at work. You know, even just going out for a walk, that helps to bring the nervous system in balance. So it's about recognizing the pattern of stress in your life and seeing how you're going to manage it so it doesn't get or doesn't escalate. So when we bring the nervous system into balance, like things like even just a mindfulness exercise, that brings some balance. You know, even just having a hot shower or getting into a bath, that will bring the nervous system into balance. So it really is about how are we going to manage the stress on a day-to-day basis. It seems simple, just things like getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, eating your meals on time. Those are things that can go a long way to help. And sometimes, you know, people often say, but I don't even have time to do this. You can make the time, because sometimes it's just 3 minutes of your time. Sometimes it can be just 30 seconds of your time. And sometimes if you have more time, you can spend a little bit more time, like 30 minutes. You know, so it's really about being mindful of these things. And they can be quite simple things that we can do on a day-to-day basis just to keep our nervous system in balance. It doesn't necessarily mean a whole day at the spa.
So it's really about, number one, being aware of what your stress points are. Number two, constantly grounding yourself and pulling yourself down to a level that stress is manageable.
Yes, and if we do that, if it becomes a daily practice, then it becomes a lifestyle. And then it's not something that we have to constantly think about doing. It's just built into our routine. Like, we should have a stress management plan. You know, as part of our day-to-day lives, because we live very stressful lives. But it's just about, like you say, being aware of what it is and then putting those things into practice.
Dr. Alicia Porter, healthcare practitioner, psychiatrist, talking to us about managing stress.